USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The number of coronavirus cases worldwide is now approaching the 3 million mark, with nearly one-third of those cases in the United States, according to a new tally from Johns Hopkins University. More than 2.9 million COVID-19 cases have been confirmed worldwide, and the U.S. has seen over 939,000 confirmed infections. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan said he's raising concerns about mixed messaging coming from the White House during the coronavirus crisis, and stressing that it's critical for the president to only stick to the facts as he seeks to inform the American people about the pandemic. On Face the Nation, Hogan said it's critical the president of the United States, when people are really scared and in the middle of a worldwide pandemic, get only the facts. And in Maryland, there are now more than 18,000 coronavirus cases and more than 800 deaths, according to the latest data. That's a statewide increase of 815 coronavirus cases.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there's just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online, where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio outlined what and how reopening of the city would look like. The mayor announced the creation of several advisory councils, including one on racial inclusion, co-chaired by his wife, Charlene McRae. The mayor said the coronavirus pandemic has laid bare disparities that must not continue. He said, "A number of economic and racial disparities have been made so clear by this crisis. We must fight back against those disparities and build a deeper plan to fight them on a permanent basis." After 6 weeks stuck at home, Spain's children were allowed to go out today on a run because the government eased one of the world's toughest coronavirus lockdowns. Spain is among the hardest hit countries, with a death toll running at more than 23,000, putting it only behind the United States and Italy, despite stringent restrictions imposed starting March 14. But unlike other countries, Spain's children were kept indoors, with only adults allowed to leave the house to buy food, medicine, and briefly walk a dog or seek urgent medical care. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
There are a number of new rumors saying that Kim Jong-un may be dead, and USA's Wendy King has the story.
Kim Jong-un is rumored to be dead, according to a Hong Kong broadcast network, while a Japanese magazine is reporting that the North Korean leader is in a vegetative state after he underwent heart surgery. A director at a Hong Kong satellite TV station is claiming that Kim is dead, citing a very solid source. Other unconfirmed reports coming from Beijing said an operation to insert a stent went wrong because the surgeon's hands were shaking so badly. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A new idea is catching on nationwide, with stay-at-home and social distancing orders meant to slow the spread of COVID-19, putting restaurant dining on hold, and now forcing many to close and leaving others barely surviving. From large chains to mom-and-pop eateries, restaurants are increasingly turning to grocery sales. Panera launched Panera Grocery, offering breads, bagels, and sweets, but other items such as milk, eggs, and fresh produce that its 2,100 U.S. stores normally use to make meals. And Subway is now selling groceries at 250 stores in 5 states. The National Restaurant Association says the industry has lost over 3 million jobs and $25 billion in sales just since March 1st. 3% of restaurants have closed permanently, and another 11% expect to do so by the end of the month. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.